Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio. Kim on a whim.
I give consent to sever my memories between my work life and my personal life. I acknowledge that once the procedure is complete, I will be unable to access my personal memories whilst on the severed floor.
Say gratitude.
Nor will I retain work memories.
Hey!
Sorry. When I return home at the end of the day. I make these statements freely.
So that was part of the trailer from a show called Severance. Mm-hmm. Came out in 2022, has 2 seasons. And, you know, I'm kind of looking for a break from just everything going on in my life right now. And my husband and I started watching this, and it's very interesting. It's a little heavy, which I'm kind of having a hard time with right now, just because you can even hear there from the trailer. It's intense, but it is very, very interesting where Adam Scott, he's the guy who I love from Parks and Recreation. He's one of the main characters in this show, and he's leading a team of employees who have agreed, as you just heard there, to basically have this thing inserted into their brain where when they're at work, they cannot retain any of their personal memory. They don't even really, it's like they were asked their name, they were asked where they're from, like all these things. They don't know if they have a family, like none of that is retained while they're in the office. And then as soon as they leave, they don't remember anything from work. And it's this whole concept of separation of personal life and work life, this work-life balance that so many of us want, right? The question is, I mean, to what length would you go to get that?
It seems like it's the perfect argument to not allow people to work at home.
I guess so. You really wouldn't be able to do this. You have to be on a separate floor of your house.
I'm just thinking out loud here. I think we started to watch maybe the first season. I'm trying to remember because I remember
it was so long ago.
It was a long time ago, and they would take the elevator down into the basement of this building, and when they would walk in, like they didn't remember anything from home, and then they would show them at home, and they didn't remember, like their boss would knock on the door, and they just thought she was a neighbor
Patricia
or something.
Patricia Arquette is his neighbor and his boss.
And his boss.
She's crazy, and he doesn't realize that, when he's at home, he just thinks she's the,
she knows who he is.
Right, because I don't, she's not, she hasn't been severed.
But I'm trying to remember, is it an experiment
to see
if they're more efficient, if they don't have outside distractions?
That's my understanding of it is, it's kind of an experiment where, is it better to not have to be thinking about all the stress? Like, I think about that now. I would never agree to this type of experiment. When you are going through a hard time, I can understand. And I haven't gotten far enough into the show, but it sounds like this character, Adam Scott, Mark is his name in the show, that he lost, I think it was his wife. He lost someone very close to him. And I can understand, like I am right now, where it's hard because
he needed the distraction.
I don't want to be thinking about, I mean, I want to remember my mom, but I don't want to be thinking about everything and replaying it in my head like I am right now. And I probably will be for a while. So I can completely empathize now, probably more than ever, why somebody might want to do this experiment, but I would still never do it. I still want to be able to remember that I have a loving family. I still want to remember good memories from home while I'm at work and vice versa. This isn't a super stressful job, so I'm not sitting here panicking about it when I'm at home, but I understand a lot of people bring that work stress home with them, and that is very difficult.
I could be wrong, but I think that if this was set in the 1970s or 80s, maybe 1960s or 70s, this wouldn't be all that weird because there was more of a line between work and home life back then, you know?
But don't have a phone.
But these days, your spouse or your significant other or your children can reach you at any time of the day on that little device that's sitting close to you right now. If you can't answer it, like, it's probably not an emergency, but what if it was?
Yeah.
Right? So what, do they just have to call the boss and then the boss has to go in and say, it's time for you to go home, and then you walk upstairs and suddenly you have your memory back and then you can deal with your stuff. I don't know. It's weird.
So no, the show's on Apple TV mm-hmm. Plus, by the way, and the second season just came out like a week ago. And John Turturro is supposed to be fantastic in season.
We saw it. And then we said to ourselves, haven't we watched this already? We thought maybe it was a rerun. It's been so long.
Yeah. I mean, it's a slow buildup.
Yeah.
Like, the beginning is just, you're kind of wondering, like, where is this going? But one of my sisters has watched, I think, at least through the first season and said the end of the first season is just incredible. And you just, everything else makes sense. And it's worth it to stick it out.
See, so we quit after like episode 3 because my wife's like, I'm done.
But I think that's part of why I don't want an Apple Watch. I understand the appeal, but I don't like the idea that I'm wearing that, that people it can just constantly be vibrating. I can get emails. I can get text messages. I'm not saying I'm the best at putting my phone down, but I do make an effort to do that. And I really appreciate, especially now, being able to put my phone down and walk away from it and
do something else. As you get older, you're going to want one of those Apple Watches because you can find your phone. Right, Carl Middleman? Right now, Carl is on his Apple Watch about to ding his phone.
Where did I set my phone?
See, but
yeah.
I see that, but there are other ways. Like, there's technology. You can get them on Amazon. Like, my... years ago, I remember I got one of my family members, I don't know if it was called like an AirTag or something.
Yeah.
But it was something, I think he like lost his keys a lot. And so we got him this and you could, you know, put it on your keys and then it would ding.
It does make a noise. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And? Does he lose his keys anymore?
I don't remember. I'll have to ask him. I need to do that too for some things.
Or you can drop it in your kid's backpack and you always know where they are. Yeah, they don't even know what's in there. If you don't ding it, you can just track their location all the time.
There's
Or their car. Like, you throw it in the back window of their car, they're never going to know it's there. So, there you go.
And that's a theft prevention
as
well.
That's right. Yeah, if your car gets stolen, you can track it down.
Now, I think your point's interesting, Mark, about how the whole separation of work and home life was not as bad. I think it's harder for people to do that now. Bringing home stress.
So we all work from home.
My mom is, she killed me for saying this on the radio. She's 89 years old, right? She's had a cell phone for a number of years, but she keeps her ringer on all the time, like to the loudest point it can go. And if somebody calls her, there's no doubt that somebody's calling her. I don't know about you, but mine is usually on quiet mode because I'm either in the studio or I've got it on me and it vibrates and I can tell that it's ringing. But if I'm at home, I'll throw it on the counter and go about doing my stuff. My mother gets angry if she tries to call you and you don't answer. She thinks you're ignoring her, right? Because there was a time when you would call somebody's home phone and it didn't have a silencer on it. It rang, and if you were home, it was annoying and you were going to pick it up, right? So maybe that's part of that separation too. There was a time when you were in your home, you probably didn't bother people at work as much as we're likely to pick this thing up and text them or call them.
I remember being at dinner growing up and you have the phone that's attached to the wall and you'd have the telemarketers calling you and my parents would be irritated and they would, in a kind way, tell off the telemarketers. Like, are you really going to call me at 6 p.m. right when most families are sitting down for dinner? Like, pick if you're going to bother me, pick a different time. I understand you're doing your job, but how about you don't call me at 6 p.m.? But you couldn't avoid it because the phone's just ringing right there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's you're right. We may have to go back and watch season 2 of that now that I realize that's what it was that we were starting
episodes
to watch. Yeah, I didn't know there were more episodes of it because it's been at least 3 years, it seems like, since we watched that.
Created by Ben Stiller, and he directed a whole bunch of the episodes.
Yeah.
And
okay.
It's, really? So much of why it's intense is it's the creepy music. I remember when I was in orchestra in, I think it was middle school, maybe.
What'd you play?
Violin and viola.
Nice.
At different times, yeah. And I did piano too. Not obviously, that's not part of orchestra, but I did do that. And I remember we did this experiment that really stuck with me, and that was we had to pick a movie, bring it in, and we would play it without music. And I think I brought in, was it Jaws? I mean, some of the movies like Jaws or, what am I thinking of with the shower scene with the...
Psycho,
thank you. Yeah. And we would play it without music, like I said. And you know what I think I brought in was What Lies Beneath. That movie has always really freaked me out. Like, to this day, I would not want to watch that. I've seen it, but it scares me. And then we put the music on, and wow, what a difference it makes when you have that creepy music in the background. And I would say Severance is packed full with that.
Speaking of scary, my wife just tried to call me to prove the point there a minute ago, but my phone was on vibrate, and I didn't pick it up.
See, I always have my phone on vibrate, and then I get so irritated when I'm home alone and no one can even call my phone, but not like it really helps, even if someone's there to call it, because it's on vibrate, so it's not like, you know, I'm really able to hear it.
You know why she's up so early? Can I say why? Yoga? I know why she's up
Pilates?
So early.
She's
going to what I refer to as stinky yoga.
She goes
to hot yoga.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't do yoga to begin with, but doing it at 110 degrees is not something that I would ever want to do, I don't think.
I've done, I think I did a live shot one Michelle. Time in Des Moines when I
oh, doing
hot yoga.
Really?
Yeah. And I don't think I've actually done a class, just a live shot on
oh,
it.
Oh, I was going to say you weren't live while you were doing it because sweat
may have
would
been.
Be pouring off
no, it
of
does.
You.
But it kind of feels good. I get why she wants to do that.
I do not
have
get
a good
that
class,
one.
Michelle.
I do not get that one at all.
Get more at 971talk.com.